Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
One second, one sec.
Are you done?
Sorry.
Dominic was just telling James the story.
I sent James a Chris Morris story.
And I was like, I've got to switch the microphone on. Pal and he's about to sing it. And Dom's going, anyway, he turns around. He said, and I'm like, please get us the punchline before I put the microphone on.
Yeah.
Happy? We're good?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Paolo Nutini and new shoes. It is new. I guess that's what he says.
Yeah, new shoes.
I got some new shoes on. Great song, by the way. I like Paolo Nutini a lot. He's a great artist. Right, 7:31. I believe Dominic Byrne has letters.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into the letters, I have another ginger shot.
Okay.
That I'm going to take.
See if we can spot when you swallow it.
Yeah. It's very harsh. It's like drinking liquid fire.
Have they made them more harsh? Because I thought you were getting sort of slightly more used to them.
You don't really get used to it. It's not natural to have a ginger shot.
Hmm.
But I'm hoping it's good for me. But anyway.
Okay. All right.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. There we go. Here it goes. We'll be able to tell. It's good so far. There's no noise.
Good God.
There it is.
Oh, it's on fire.
Whoa. Big one.
Oh.
Oh. Do you feel better, though? It's meant to be healthy, isn't it?
My throat's on fire.
Your eyes are watering.
Oh.
You've gone red and your eyes are watering.
Ow.
Now, we've had a letter from our mate, Cy King, from Hairy Bikers.
Oh.
We love Cy. Dear Dom.
Yeah.
I'll read. Hope you're keeping well.
You're going to have to read it in his voice.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Has he actually written I'll read?
He's written it.
Then you need to start again from the top and read it in Cy's voice.
Okay. Dear Dom.
No.
Dear Dom. I'll read, mate. Hope you're keeping well. I wanted to drop you a line, because I've got something pretty special happening this Saturday night.
Right.
I reckon your listeners may fancy it. I'm heading down to the Big Smoke with my 10-piece funk soul band called Groove Train.
Oh, stop.
For a one-off gig at the legendary Water Rats in King's Cross.
Lovely.
This place has some serious history, Dom. Bob Dylan played his first UK show there.
Wow.
And his host did the likes of Oasis. Oh, I've got a bit.
Has he moved?
Aye. Mint. And his host did the likes of Oasis and the Pogues. We're bringing a full-on groove-laden set. And I'll stop that voice now. I'll be up there on percussion and vocals, giving it some welly.
Yes.
We've also got the brilliant Katie Grace and her band kicking stuff off. She's a London-based Geordie with a cracking voice. It's going to be a proper night of top-draw live music. If you want a ticket, you can grab them online or even pay at the door. So that if you want to go, the website is the Water Rats Venue London. Search it up on online. We'd love to see some friendly faces in the crowd. And if we sell it out, it'll really help cover the travel and the van costs for the whole band. So please spread the word.
How many in the band did he say?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, in this picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right.
There's 12 of them.
Yeah.
I think they have sort of guests coming.
They're doing that for the love, certainly not the money,
absolutely.
Are they?
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's this Saturday night.
Yeah.
Water Rats, King's Cross, iconic venue. Saturday the 29th, doors open at 7:30. And we have a little clip if you want to hear them, Chris.
Have you checked it?
Yeah.
We checked it for language. This is Groove Train.
This is from the Groove Train YouTube.
Oh, hello. Oh, I would go to that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is right in my street.
Me too, isn't that great?
That's nice. Like a modern day commitment.
So exactly. So Sia's going to be on live, percussion and vocals.
Live Northern Funk Soul Band.
Yeah.
Saturday, 29th of March. This Saturday, doors are 7:30 at. What did I say? Where's the venue?
So it's Water Rats.
Yeah, it's Grayson Road, isn't it?
And forget your 90 quid, 100 quid, 120 quid tickets. It's 30 quid.
What?
30 quid to get in.
That's awesome.
You can grab them online or even pay at the door if there are any left.
Oh, definitely go. If anyone's in around London Saturday night, definitely do that.
Absolutely.
They're on stage about 8:45. Love that.
It looks great, doesn't it? Morning, Si. Hope you're keeping well.
They're really good.
Love Si King.
Yeah, I do. I like him a lot. Well, that band are good. Horns.
Yeah.
Come on, horn section. Let's see ya.
It looks like Patrick Kilty.
Yeah, he's in the band.
He looks like Paddy Kilty.
He's in the band, yeah.
Thank you, Si. Good luck and have a brilliant gig Saturday night.
Go to it. If you're in London Saturday night, get your ticket. You might have a weekend planned in London. Perfect.
Yeah.
What you can do Saturday night, go to the gig. Have a few drinks, have a boogie.
Go and see Si and his mates. Right, we've been sent some food in, Chris. Sorry, I don't know what your situation is with the intermittent fasting.
Oh, it's bad.
Hey, Dom, thought I would slide into your bag of letters with a tasty foot-long surprise.
Oh, hello.
Hope you're ready for a mouthful.
Oh, hello.
We all know about savoury and sweet combos. Sure, bacon and maple syrup, pineapple on pizza. But I bet, Chris, you've never had a cheesy bacon hot cross bun toasty with barbecue sauce before.
You're right, because I don't like cheese. Thanks for doing your research. Well done.
Now, they say, I know Chris isn't the biggest cheese fan.
No, I don't like cheese.
But in the spirit of Easter, I thought I'd try and change his mind with Subway's new snack.
I don't like cheese.
But in the spirit of Easter.
It doesn't make any difference whether it's Easter, Halloween, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Doesn't matter.
After all, who doesn't love a footlong?
I don't like cheese.
Okay.
If it's a footlong with cheese, then me.
Yeah, you won't like it. Go on, give it a taste. Let us know what you think.
No, I won't give it a taste. I'll do no such thing.
Because?
Taste this.
You don't like cheese.
If it's mozzarella or halloumi, sure. Yes.
There you go.
Are they sent in sandwiches?
Yeah.
And they're all cheese-based?
They're all footlong.
Get stuffed Subway.
What? Has that got cheese on it? So it's a hot cross bun footlong?
Yeah.
It's got cheese on it. It
hasn't got cheese on it.
You just said it's got cheese.
Cheese in it.
Well, no, they've just sent. Here we go. So that's the normal one because you don't like cheese.
Oh, I'll have a normal one.
These are the cheesy melt ones.
Well, they're yours.
James, there you go. You have one of them. Now, they weigh a ton.
What's the foot long?
There's a lot of information.
So it's a cheesy hot cross. What is it?
It's a cheesy bacon hot cross bun toasty with barbecue sauce.
I mean, I've got to be honest.
If anyone's dieting, I'm not saying this might be calorific.
That looks very, very lovely.
You know what? It smells incredible, I have to say.
He's going in.
Go on, James.
James is going in.
Oh, he's probably gone in.
And this was sent in last year. You just found it under your desk.
Do you know what? It's weird. You just flick the mould off. That's what I thought. So, yeah, Subway have just sent these in.
Well, that's nice.
Is it?
What cheese do you think that is?
Is it a lot of cheese? Is it too much cheese for a non-cheese lover?
Emmental? Is that a cheese?
Which one?
Emmental? Emmental?
Yeah. Nice?
Right?
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Subway.
I'm a fan. Ooh.
Good.
What?
I got one of the raisins or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
You've eaten before, haven't you?
I know, but it's weird having it in a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, well, that's...
You don't expect...
Well, it's not a bacon sandwich. It's a cheesy bacon hot cross bun toasty.
Oh.
With barbecue sauce.
It's a taste sensation.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Subway. And Chris, you do have normal ones without any cheese.
Yeah, without any bacon, without any nothing.
Yeah.
It just looks like a long garlic bread, but it's a long hot cross bun.
You've got a foot long hot cross bun. There is some butter over here as well, if you want some butter for it.
Hang on.
I bet it's quite nice as well, isn't it?
No, it's totally dry.
Do you want some butter? There you go. I've just seen the time. Size band, Groove Train are playing Water Rats, King's Cross, London this coming Saturday. If
I
you
can't
want to go,
go.
Get down.
We've got plans Saturday night, but otherwise I'd have gone. I would 100% have gone to that.
It looks awesome. It looks absolutely great.
A few beers, stand near the bar, have a bit of a man boogie, as I call it, where you just move slightly from left to right.
Where Bob Dylan played his first UK show.
Yeah.
A proper history venue. Have a great gig. Do you know what? I'm kind of half thinking of it. I don't think we've got plans Saturday night.
Where do you go, James?
I'll check.
I might actually.
Well, if James is definitely going, then I really can't go,
sadly.
Yeah, you can't see plans. That's how.
Si, good luck with the gig. And Subway, thank you very much indeed.
Say good luck to the gig in Si's language.
Good luck for the gig, Si. Hope you smash it, leg. Unbelievable. Mint! dom@radiox.co.uk if you'd like to email something in, or you can send stuff through the post, sure, to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show.
Cheese.
Radio X, 30 Leicester Square.
Cheese.
In London.
Cheese.
WC2H.
Cheese.
7LA.
Woo! And we'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. 10 years ago.
Something started that changed everything. 10 years of voting, celebrating, debating.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
Who will be your 10th winner? Now on Global Player, the official Radio X app.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
With B&Q, bring style to your outdoors this spring.
If regular Easter eggs leave you feeling a bit empty inside, you need to get your nashes around the new loaded Easter eggs from M&S. They take half an egg and fill it with delicious chocolate and famous M&S treats. If you like mallowy whips and orange jellies, you'll love the big dippy whippy egg. And if you like toffee popcorn and chocolate-covered pretzels, then the scrummy bunny munch egg is for you. These are not just Easter eggs. These are M&S loaded Easter eggs. Subject to availability.
People's Postcode Lottery's Big Spring Win is back. In our April draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £25.4 million. Own or rent, doesn't matter. If your door is in the draw, then you're in with a chance to win. You just need to sign up before midnight on the 31st of March. Who knows? You could win a share of £25.4 million. So get your door in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Ooh, who's that?
She's automating invoices on the go.
QuickBooks can save you up to 8 hours a week, so you can bring your vision to life. Business differently with the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Now up to 90% off for new customers. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey, 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Take my money.
Glory to gravy. That's your mantra. Learn it, recite it, bite it. The gravy dipping double buckets. 10 mini fillets, 10 hot wings, 2 gravies, all for £11.99. Live by the mantra. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 27th of April. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
She's no ordinary mum,
so don't give her ordinary flowers. Every stem in every M&S Flower Market bouquet is carefully chosen for beauty and freshness. And when you order your mum's extraordinary flowers at marksandspencer.com, you get free delivery on a day of your choosing, including next day delivery if you've left it a bit late. These are not just flowers. These are M&S Mother's Day flowers. Delivery from 25th of March. Online only while stocks last.
On Radio X, one legend is responsible for getting you home.
That's me, Johnny Vaughan.
Another legend tells you stories of heroes.
That's Gavin of the Woodman Woods.
Now, a brand new legendary podcast digs deeper.
Johnny Vaughan's Bloomin' Legends.
1 week later, he regained consciousness and read about his own death in the paper. That's quite cool. What a story to tell.
Yes,
that is.
Yes.
Yeah, you've never read about your own death in the newspaper.
Yeah, as long as you don't read about it, turn around, it's St. Peter, he says, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Johnny Vaughan's Blooming Legends.
Jaw-dropping stories of history's boldest icons and unsung heroes, unleashed and uncensored.
Download the latest episode now on Global Player, the official Radio X app.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Live from London's Leicester Square, this is The Chris Moyle Show.
Radio X.
We have some guests coming on the show today. We have Lou Sanders coming in. Is it Lou Sanders or is it Lou Saunders? I'm going to say Sanders.
Sanders.
Sanders, I say.
See, now you're saying Sanders.
I say,
you're trying
Lou Sanders. Sanders, Sanders, Saunders, Sanders.
Lou Sanders.
Do you say Larry Sanders?
Larry Sanders.
Yeah. You don't say Larry Sanders,
No, I don't say Larry Sanders, actually. Why do I say Lou Sanders?
Because you try to be posh.
Lou Sanders. I bet she says Sanders. Should we ask her?
Well, we will ask her because she's coming on the show. And again, it's going to be a funny little interview because, you know, I don't know much about her.
Mm.
And she's very, very, very likable and
very
funny
good.
On Last One Laughing, the new UK version of that show on Prime.
She's great on that show.
And I'm only two episodes in.
Mm.
And it's going to be difficult because we can't really talk too much about the show because I don't want to give it away. So basically, it's the comedy show where you're not allowed to laugh. Mm. 10 comedians in a room, you can't laugh. And if you laugh, you get a yellow card. If you laugh again, you get red card and you're out the game.
Yes. You go sit with Jimmy Carr.
Yeah. So we will talk about the show as much as we can without giving anything away.
Yeah.
Bob Mortimer's in it. Joe Wilkinson's in it. He was on the other day. Lots of people in it. Very funny.
It's all very funny.
So Lou is coming on the show. What time is she in? Just after 8?
Yes, 8:30.
Lovely. And then Johnny Vaughan's coming on the show, as you just heard him say.
Yeah. Talk about his new podcast.
Which is called Bloomin' Legends.
Mm.
Which are about these people who are legends.
Bloomin' Legends.
They're Bloomin' Legends.
Yeah.
Four episodes out now.
Yep.
So he'll be in to talk about that. Again, not many questions needed for Johnny there.
No.
Mosey, Bloomin' Legends. That'll be half an hour, and then we'll be out the door.
That's it.
So he'll be on at 8:30. Lou Sanders, or Saunders. Lou Saunders and a double entendre after 8:00, and then Johnny Vaughan at 8:30. It's now 7:48, and this is Soundgarden.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows, has the face lies the snake, in the sun in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stay. Neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, still the warm wind's tired friend. Times are gone for honest men, sometimes thoughts
too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking sleep. In my youth, I pray to keep heaven send hell.
Garden, Black Hole Sun, played at Radio X. 7:52, Wednesday morning. Oh, I'm a bit, snotty this morning.
Mm.
Sorry about that. My voice is still not right. But I'm here. I'm here for you, listeners.
Yeah.
Because I love you. And I don't get paid if I take the day off.
That's also it.
I wanted to know that I'm here because I love our listeners. Mm. I also do need the money.
Right.
Hey, I've got an eBay read.
Oh, excellent.
I think I'm going to give eBay a little bit more here because I think I'm going to have questions.
Okay.
Fancy hitting the road and winning yourself a trip for two to the Scottish Highlands?
Yes, please.
Love the Scottish Highlands.
We're giving you the chance to win a 3-night cabin stay in the woods.
Mmm.
Including a gondola pass across the Ben Nevis Range.
Wow.
And more.
Wow.
It's all thanks to eBay. So I wanted to imagine the prize. You and a loved one, you and your mate, in the Scottish Highlands, staying for 3 nights in a cabin in the woods.
Lovely. That sounds very...
Have you got that imagery in your mind?
I really do have that imagery.
Yeah. It's all thanks to eBay, where you can get MOT ready and find the right car parts at the right price. Now, I don't want to...
Right.
I'm at the end of this lengthy meetings between Global and eBay and everything, but
that was a
who on earth has come up with the idea to promote the fact that you get your car MOT ready with eBay?
Yeah.
You win a 3-night cabin stay in the woods in the middle of nowhere in the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah.
It's a road trip.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. It's a road trip. It's a road trip. Yeah.
It is, though.
It is. It's a road
trip. So, if you want to win this prize with eBay... You go to our website, which is radiox.co.uk, and play the game for your chance to enter. So, what game is the question I ask?
What game?
Well, you play a game called MOT Madness. For your chance to win the road trip to the Scottish Highlands, please play our game below and match the car parts or accessories to the clues in Johnny Vaughan's garage. I'm not making this up. This is real.
This is good.
Once you've found all the car parts, yep, you'll be entered in for your chance to win. Right. So you get to play a little game. And it's like a little animated game.
Right.
Item one. And then it gives you a clue.
Yeah.
And then you have to find it on the screen to play the game.
Right. Yeah, brilliant.
Don't give the answer.
It's the most visual thing we've ever done at Radio X, and it's a competition with eBay.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Isn't it clever?
So I'll read this out. It says, I give your car the power it needs to run, and without me, your journey's done. What am I?
Oh.
Now, what would give your car the power it needs to run, Dom?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, do I, okay, James?
What's a that, wheel.
Yes, say the wrong answer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's not a wheel.
Is it a registration plate?
Let's click on the registration plate. Can you click on that, James?
Yeah.
Registration plate, click on it. Confirm.
Oh, that's
well, listen, we can't give away too we much, of course.
Can't. Silly.
All right.
It looks great, doesn't it, actually?
Yeah. That's fun.
Does it have Johnny's voice on it?
Don't know.
Hello, it's me, Johnny Vaughan, in my garage.
I imagine it has.
I can't hear any sound on it. Anyway, so if you want to win a little trip to the Scottish Highlands,
You can see Loch Ness.
Courtesy of eBay.
Yeah.
Where you can get MOT ready and find the right car parts at the right price. It's my voiceover voice.
That's really good. Today's the day to do it. You're a little bit gruff.
Although, as well, it's not really what voiceovers are these days. If I was doing it in actual today voiceovers, it would be all thanks to eBay, where you can get MOT ready and find the right car parts at the right price.
That is actually spot on.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, that is spot on.
It's what I call annoying voiceover. Mm. So go to radiox.co.uk, play the game with eBay, and you could win a trip for two to the Scottish Highlands. 3 nights, stay in a cabin. I'm going to enter for you, James.
Thank you. Let's go away.
Oh, no, we won't go together.
What?
No. You go on your own.
Okay. No, Dom.
There you go. Let me take a break. We'll be right back at the news at 8 o'clock with Dominic Byrne next.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Big features in a compact SUV.
Radio X.
Get your car MOT ready with eBay. And can you help Johnny get his car ready too?
You just know when MOT time comes around, stuff starts going wrong. That worn out wiper or blown bulb could catch you out. So give your motor a quick once over first, get the parts you need and save yourself the hassle.
Right now, eBay are giving away a road trip to the Scottish Highlands. For your chance to win and to help Johnny get MOT ready, head to radiox.co.uk.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
When hunger calls, grab a Walls.
Uh-oh, it's in your head now. A delicious Walls sausage roll. Perfectly seasoned sausage, golden flaky pastry. You'll be humming that tune until you get one. Only a Walls sausage roll can save you now.
When hunger calls, grab a Walls.
Now, listen carefully. I want you to think of selling your car. Who's going to buy that car? Keep thinking. Struggling to know where to look? On Motorway, there are 7,500 verified dealers who are ready and waiting to bid on your car. So, start selling your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
Welcome back to another massive game on TNT Sports. Here's Ali with the teams.
Okay, thanks, Fletch. We've got Carlos Alcaraz. In front of him, Coco Gauff and Man Mountain, Nick Kyrgios. Naomi Osaka owns Jabeur, Novak Djokovic and Arina Sabalenka in a diamond. And the big lad, Jannik Sinner, up top. What a lineup.
TNT Sports just got bigger. With tennis, cycling, snooker, motorsport and more, new obsessions await.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, further benefit cuts are expected to be revealed by the Chancellor later. Rachel Reeves will give the spring statement this lunchtime, setting out the government's plans. Radio X's Natasha Clark says the reforms to reduce welfare spending announced last week don't look set to save as much as first thought.
Reports today that the welfare bill, cutting that, is actually going to save only £3.5 billion rather than £5 billion. If that's the case, Rachel Reeves is going to have to make even deeper welfare cuts. That's going to be even more unpopular with the Labour Parliamentary Party, and it's already incredibly unpopular.
The Chancellor's already confirmed there will be a big rise in defence spending.
Strong economy depends on strong defence, but as we invest in our defence, we can also bring more good quality jobs, paying decent wages to communities across our country.
In other news this morning, the parents of Sarah Everard are campaigning for tougher sentences for serious violent and sexual crimes. They say although nothing can alleviate the sense of loss, it was a relief her killer was given a whole life order. The competitions watchdog says it's worried Ticketmaster may have misled Oasis fans last summer. They say customers were not expecting to have to pay extra while being offered no added benefits. Dan Smith from Bastille was on the show with us yesterday, and he was talking about the government's upcoming consultation on ticket prices.
We're trying to amass a big group of voices to go to this government consultation in the next kind of week or so, sort of petition the government to make some changes. They could put a price cap on resale tickets.
Yeah.
In Ireland, it's illegal to resell a ticket for anything more than face value, and it's just completely changed ticket buying there.
Ticketmaster say they're striving to provide the best ticketing platform through a simple, transparent and consumer-friendly experience.
That was me in there.
That was you.
That was me going, yep.
Yep. That was you. That was your voice in the news.
Do I get any kickback for that?
It's 50 quid. 50 quid a word, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, 100.
Yep.
150. And the director of Adolescence says the Netflix drama should remain as a standalone and not have a second series. Philip Barantini says he is amazed with the reaction to the show and very pleased with the conversations that it sparked.
I agree.
Absolutely.
It's a lovely piece. It sits there on its own. The weird thing about Adolescence is, if you have not watched it yet, it is a tough watch.
Mm.
It's almost like four... Well, episode three is like a play. It's like a play. It's the only way I can describe it. But yeah, it's a lovely standalone piece, or four pieces if you want to be, you know, look at it. But yeah, it shouldn't come back for a second series.
It's been discussed in Parliament. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? The impact that it's had.
Just leave it there.
I think they will.
Thank you.
Sport.
David Brooks scored with virtually the last kick of the game as Wales rescued a 1-1 draw away to North Macedonia in World Cup qualifying action last night. His equaliser came just moments after the hosts had broken the deadlock in stoppage time. That draw means Craig Bellamy's side are level on points with last night's opponents at the top of Group J. That's after two matches. And British tennis player Emma Raducanu says she's feeling a hunger on court again that's been missing since her US Open triumph back in 2021. The 22-year-old takes on the fourth seed, Jessica Pugula, in the quarterfinals of the Miami Open later. She's aiming for a fifth win in a row. It's after a tough few years, which has seen her struggle with expectations.
For me, the biggest thing I'm proud of is just finding, I guess, the competitive spirit and being there for every ball and drawing that out of myself. I think that's kind of been missing in the last few months and even few years at times.
Who was that?
Emma Raducanu.
Is that her? Is that her?
Yeah, that's Emma.
Wow.
Yeah, she's playing amazing tennis again, which is great.
She sounds a lot older.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What is she now? 15, 16?
She's 22 now.
Okay, can you tell me who she was playing and whatnot again?
Yes, so this is Jessica Pegula.
Poohead!
No. Pegula.
Poohead!
No, I'm not saying that. Jessica
Pegula. Poohead!
Jessica
Poohead!
Pegula.
Poohead!
Very good tennis player as well.
You know when you got the news to read at 9 o'clock?
Yes.
And you're going to say Jessica
Poohead!
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Because you're going to be thinking
Poohead!
And as you're doing the story
Poohead!
All you'll be thinking is
Poohead!
Don't say Poohead.
Poohead! Right.
Don't say Poohead.
Poohead!
Don't say Poohead.
Poohead!
I just might call it Jessica.
Okay.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Any fog will clear away to leave sunny spells for much of the UK. Outbreaks of rain later in the northwest of Scotland and Northern Ireland, though. And temperatures up to 17 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Hey, we've had a lot of text messages in.
Mmm.
But James doesn't want me to read any of them out.
Oh, don't you, James?
So if you just texted about something...
Yeah.
We've seen it. I'd like to point out it's nothing to do with us. And James doesn't want me to read them out. Is that right?
Is it all relating to the... Yeah, OK.
Yes.
Right.
So there you are.
Mm. Jam, please.
What do you want, James?
Jam, please.
No problem.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Now, have you seen the text message that's coming from Ben?
Is that one that doesn't relate to what James doesn't want us to talk about?
Correct.
Okay.
I know you like a rant about the lottery.
Right.
My mate was one number off last night's 182 million, and this is his ticket. Now...
One number off?
I've now checked this. Now, the thing is, you pick four numbers and two bonus numbers, don't you? Is that right?
Five normal numbers.
Correct.
Bonus. Yeah.
So what do you need to win the lottery? Is it five numbers and one of the bonus numbers?
To win the whole thing, I think you need...
All of them.
You need all seven.
Don't you?
So is it seven? I don't know.
I think so. I think it's five normal numbers and the two bonus numbers.
Ben has sent in a picture with it.
Yeah.
He says, don't mention his name. I don't have permission to share the pic.
Okay. We won't share that.
Four numbers and two bonus numbers he got.
So he's missing one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And does it say how much?
Yes, it does. It's not 180 million. It's not 100 million. It's not a million.
Does he
now,
pay the number?
Here's the thing, though. I've never had a big win on the lottery. I don't play it a lot. But my heart would... probably have a panic attack.
Yeah.
If you said the numbers were 1, 5, 10, 11, 15, 21, 25, 31, right? And I go, what are the numbers? 1, yeah, I've got that. 5, yeah, I've got that. 10, I've got that. 11, 15. I'd do that at 4.
I'd make noises.
If I had 4 correct numbers, I'd do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that thing where you've recorded it and then you just rewound it?
No. Do you know what? I've heard of people doing this. I'd be so petrified to give whoever's watching it a heart attack.
Yeah, plus you also run the risk of them saying, have I just won the lottery? Yeah, I'm leaving you for your brother.
Exactly. Yeah.
What?
Oh.
No, actually, we haven't won the lottery. It's a joke. Last week's numbers.
Yeah.
Do you know the thing I said about your brother? I didn't mean it.
Didn't mean it. I just could take back what I said about your brother earlier.
So Chris, I got five numbers, including both numbers last night, and won 41 quid. No, you didn't.
That can't be right.
No, you didn't. Darren, you liar.
There's quite a jump between 182 million and 40 quid.
I got five numbers on the lottery once back in the day when you just had to get six to win. I won £1,040.
Which is, you know, it's not to be sniffed at, but that's, it doesn't seem fair, does it?
There seems to be a hell of a drop-off from having all of the numbers and only needing one more when it comes to the prize money. It's almost like... it's almost like they're trying to make money out of it more than to give us money.
It's weird, that.
You know?
Isn't that strange?
You know that casino on the corner of Leicester Square?
Yeah.
Beautiful one.
Yeah.
I don't think that's designed just so we can have a good time.
No.
There's a casino in Leicester Square called the Hippodrome. It's a legendary building, the Hippodrome. Been there for years. If you ever come to London, Leicester Square, you'll see it. It's very famous. It's beautiful inside. It's stunning what they've done when they've kept a lot of the original architecture of the place. And you know, and it's a decent casino. Like if you like casinos, like they've got a beautiful restaurant, food's great.
Yeah.
A few drinks, all of that. There's a roof terrace.
Yeah, lovely.
You can even play up on the roof if the weather's not absolutely freezing, which it is most of the year, and you can gamble, you can smoke your cigarettes and drink and whatnot, all of that. It's brilliant. And it's very famous.
Mm.
However, just over there, to the left, through Leicester Square, there's another casino.
Yes.
And we went in there one day to practice something for the show. None of us have been in this casino ever before. I don't know anyone who's even noticed it.
Mm-mm.
It's just tucked away. It's got a sign. Do you know where I'm going with this, Captain?
Well, I do know the bit. I do know the place.
I think it's called Horizons or something like that.
That's it.
And I'm saying to the guy, how long has it been here? And he goes, oh, this place, I think, opened in 1960. It what now?
Yeah.
And it's been there year after year after year after year. Leicester Square, you used to be able to drive around Leicester Square.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How long ago?
Oh, God.
Back in the day.
I think in the 70s, maybe even into the 80s.
So like a mini Trafalgar Square?
Yeah, you could drive around it.
I didn't know that.
You can park up near the square bit.
Wish you could do that now.
There was a restaurant there called the Eggshell or something.
Right.
Was that an eye hospital?
Opposite? No, this wasn't it? Or something like that, yeah.
Oh.
Also heard a story about a load of bodies being buried under this building, but let's not get into that right now.
Really?
They're going to freak you out.
It's a bit dark, isn't it?
Oh, blimey.
Anyway, this casino, been there. So the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, 10s, now into the 20s.
Yeah.
And not many people have heard of it. Now, Captain, have you heard of it?
I have heard of it.
How come you've heard of it?
Oh, you've heard of this place.
I've been there once or twice.
Is it once or twice?
I don't encourage it.
Is it once or twice?
Probably closer to twice.
Is it more than twice?
Yeah.
Why would it be more than twice?
I like to go there with my friends sometimes. Uh-huh. I haven't been there for a few years.
It's the one downstairs, isn't it?
One downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do have a membership card. to the place no one has heard of.
Wow, you do.
Or you get a discount at the bar.
Chris, what?
Yeah.
With the that's basically why I have one.
With that card?
Yeah.
Sign it. Oh, can I borrow it?
Yeah.
What's your discount?
Well, it will show your face on the thing because they do the thing and they scan you in.
Oh, okay.
Chris is the manager.
Whoa, hold on a second.
Why do you know more than me?
You're all over it, you two degenerates.
What were we filming in there? We went there, didn't we?
We went for a practice.
Yeah.
It's where we were doing car roulette, I think.
Oh, that's right.
And we went in to decide where we would start the car off.
That's right.
You were driving on a test truck.
Exactly.
He also gave us a great bit of advice. This is the guy who was looking after us. Was he the manager?
Yeah.
And we said, come on, give us some tips about the casino. And he gave us an amazing tip. It's really boring, but it is absolutely brilliant because it's common sense. And his tips was, if you're ever going to go to a casino with a couple of friends, whatever, decide what you're going to spend before you walk into the casino. So if you can afford to spend 25 quid, that's what you're going to spend. Get 25 quid's worth of chips or whatever it is, right? If you can afford to spend 100 quid, yeah, good deal. Come on, let's do £100 each. Then spend £100 and don't spend any more.
Mm.
And if you win an amount of money, let's say you're going to give yourself 50 quid limit. And after 25 quid, you win 50 quid.
Mm-hmm.
So you've still got 25 quid left and you're 50 quid up, right? If you know what I mean.
Yes, yeah.
He goes, stop. Take your win. Well done. Enjoy yourself. Don't gamble anymore. He goes, and that's the most boring bit of advice for casinos, but they're absolutely right.
And
Toby did it.
The majority of people will not do that, though.
Toby did it in Leeds. He went to the casino. He goes, right, here we go. On the second spin of roulette, his number came up. The second spin.
23 red, isn't it?
Always. 23 red.
Jamie
he goes,
Curry.
I always go 23 red. First spin, nothing. Yeah. He goes, I'm going to 23 red again. Do you know what? Honestly, it might... 23 red came up. Right, here's a load of money. And Toby just took it and went, there's no point in me gambling now, is there? Okay.
He went back to the hotel.
We went and sat at the bar and had a drink. Yeah. And he's like, no point in me playing anymore.
That's it now.
I'm never going to win any more than this, am I really? And I'm like, no, you never know. You might do. And he went, no, but I won't though, will I? So I'm up. I may as well just put the money, cash out, put the money in pocket. And I'll have a beer with you and then I'm going to go back to the hotel. And he was absolutely right.
Well, that's very
absolutely. It's boring. It's never going to be the base of a movie.
Mm. Smart man.
This man gambled and won and then just went back to the hotel.
Absolutely. It was.
Yeah, it's not a Hollywood film, is it?
I love the fact you're a member of a casino.
I love the fact you're a member of a casino. Oh my God, have we got a guest coming in?
Yeah.
Is she here?
No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just on half eight, she's on, is she?
Lou Sanders.
Oh, Lou's on a half eight?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, good. I love the fact that Captain Crabbeard is a member of a casino just so he can get cheaper drinks at the bar. That said, they must love you, because if you drink like I know you drink, you must be spending a fortune in there.
Uh-oh.
He spent 18 grand there last year, never played roulette once. It was just all at the bar.
Radio X.
Coming up, more banging tunes, including our Radio X record of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't worry, it's not 4 p.m., but you might be confused shortly when we have Johnny Vaughan in the studio. Plus, Dom will list off all of his favorite websites in alphabetical order. Welcome to the greatest listening experience, because you're rocking with Radio X, you massive legends.
The Chris Miles Show, Radio X.
Music.
Come back, it's alright.
And if you want it, a Radio X. So, Lou Sanders is going to be on the show. She's very funny. And
she is.
I know little or nothing about her, but she's very funny in The Last One Laughing on Amazon Prime. And she's going to come on the show.
I think we're going to be best mates with Lou. That's my prediction.
Well, she's vegan and teetotal.
Oh, that's true.
So, what would you have in common?
I like meat and I like Guinness.
That's right. Well,
But you like laughing.
I do.
You do?
I like. She's very funny. Very funny in this.
Hey, I've got a great idea.
Go on.
The premise of the show that she's on.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to laugh.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
So why don't we play that game
right.
when she comes in, but we don't tell her?
Oh, now that's...
So we have to interview her.
That's clever but cruel.
But none of us are allowed to laugh or smile.
To anything she says.
Captain, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. That's a yes, then.
That's a yes from Captain.
I will struggle. I'll play, but I'll struggle.
Right.
Because I'm a folder. I'll fold.
Told you he's a folder.
I won't last.
No, you won't.
Like, what she whispered into Joe Wilkinson's ear.
Yes.
It's not even that funny.
No, it's not.
No, but that's the thing.
The timing of it is lovely.
Because it's not clever. That's why it's funny.
Yeah. She whispers, and I won't give too much away. Oh, it's gone. It was on my interviews page. The captain's taking it away for some reason. No, I think it was this.
Jam, please.
She whispers that,
doesn't
she?
That's it. She does. Jam. In
jam,
James's
please.
Voice.
Jam. That's jam, not please. It. Jam. Jam, please. Jam.
2, 3, 4.
Jam. Jam, please. Jam. Jam, please. No. Jam. Jam, please. Jam.
2, 3, 4.
Jam. Jam, please. No. Jam.
Anyway, she whispers.
Naughty torty.
That's it. She doesn't even whisper it.
It's so funny.
It's lovely.
But why is that funny?
Exactly.
Because the ones building up to it were trying to catch them out and be a bit more clever.
Yeah.
And she said it kind of just passing through as well.
She just went below the bar.
There you are. Anyway, that's Lou, and she'll be on the show just after 8:30, and Johnny Vaughan will be on just after 9 o'clock. Former Radio X Record of the Week, I think. This is Stereophonics at Radio X.
Yesterday's doing fine, not too much on my mind. Dragging my feet in the sand, looking out at the sea. Today my mind's not right, got the weight of the world on fire. I'm burning my energy, I'm bringing me to my knees. In this 21st century, so help this sinner please. This is only one part of me, yeah. Cause there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today? Yeah, there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today? Being a tongue of silence, whispering just to remind us. Imposter cries, do they a thief? Stop stealing pain for yourself. I leave nothing for death and bones, and the solitude just for jokes. Igniting my energy, I'm bringing me to my knees. In this 21st century, so help this sinner please. This is only one part of me, yeah. Cause there's always gonna be something. So what's gonna be today? Yeah, there's always what's it gonna be today? Yeah, there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today?
Play that song for all the people upstairs in the canteen here at Global in the building. That's Stereophonics with There's Always Gonna Be Something.
That's it.
And there is always something with our order. Today I ordered an omelette with two slices of toast and I got an omelette. Cheers.
Oh, you're toastless.
I love how the omelette's not a problem. The omelette's perfect. That's the easy bit of the order.
Tricky.
Toast, you say?
Right.
I mean, we have bread. But you want toast?
I'd give you some of mine. I haven't got toast today.
Then how can you give me some of yours?
Well, I can't. That's what I mean. I would.
Thanks
just
for the
so
offer.
You know, I would.
Thanks. It was an empty offer, wasn't it, Dom?
Yeah, it was from a heart, but it was empty, essentially.
It was from a heart? Have heart got my toast?
Yeah, heart got your toast.
Bloody Amanda Holden.
Yeah.
Got to see that Jamie Thingston giving him a bit of why I order.
Exactly.
I'll turn down their feel good.
Thank you.
Dom, you distract them. I'll run into the studio, turn down the feel-good.
Yeah,
that was and they'll all be falling out there depressed all day. Pandora be like, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm just not happy. Because all the DJs on heart. Yeah. It's, you know, like, you've not seen it yet, but the TV show Severance, where the lift, the elevator, plays a very important part of it.
Right.
There's an airlock before you go into the heart studio. I think it's the same thing. You go in there and you're like, oh, bloody hell, it's Monday. God, I've got mortgage to pay. I've got bills to pay. I go through the airlock and you go, hey, it's Monday!
It works, doesn't it?
Just out of your mind on happiness.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like when you work at heart.
Yeah.
Is Louie here yet?
No.
Do you think she's going to be a no-show?
She's going to be here.
How much did you put in?
I hope so.
£1.
£1. Well, there you go.
There's confidence.
There's confidence. We got Lou Sanders and Johnny Vaughan on today. And out of the two, who are you worried about not turning up? It wouldn't be Lou Sanders, but we'll find out. She might be here in a few minutes. It's 8:27.
An ending fitting for the start. You twist and tore our love apart. Your life fingers through the dark. Shattered the lamp into darkness, it cast us out. No, you've got it the wrong way round. You shut me up and blamed it on the ground. Cornered the boy, kicked out of the world. The world kicked back and nothing harder. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. Oh, I know you lie, I know you lie. I'm still in love with you. Can't take me anywhere. Take you anywhere, you can't take me anywhere. Well, I can't take you anywhere. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. Oh, you can't stand me, no, you can't stand me, no. You can't stand me, no, you can't stand me, no. You can't stand me, no, you can't stand me, no. You can't stand me, no. Never ending up. You tried to pull the wool. I wasn't feeling too clever. And you take all that blending until you need amending up. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. I know you lie. All you do is make me cry. Love's worse than true. Can't take me anywhere. I can't take you anywhere. Can't take me anywhere. Well, I won't take you anywhere. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. Oh, you can't stand me. No, 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 you can't stand me.
You know, we were talking about the lottery earlier.
Yeah.
I love it when our listeners join in. We were talking about the fact that if you're meant to get six numbers in the lottery and you only get five, the prize difference from just not having that extra number, it can be huge.
Yes.
Thanks to Marco's text in saying, in the early 90s, Shell petrol stations ran